This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama made headlines in 2008 with his huge campaign rallies, but as he leads Democrats into a difficult midterm election, the president is thinking small. Most of Mr. Obama's campaigning this week has been in intimate settings, talking with a few dozen people. He held two backyard conversations today in Iowa and Virginia. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, these seemingly informal sessions are still very carefully planned, but sometimes they do give voters a more personal glimpse of the president.
The backdrops vary. A string of dried chili peppers in New Mexico, a Drake University Bulldogs banner in Des Moines. But from Albuquerque to Richmond, Virginia, the overall scene is similar. President Obama standing in shirt sleeves with a cordless microphone, talking to a small crowd of people. Often they're outdoors, sitting on plastic lawn chairs.
We've been trying to do more of these, just to get me out of the house. It's a very nice house that they provide for me in Washington, but at times you do feel like you're in the bubble.
The White House says these sessions are a good way for Mr. Obama to get out of the bubble and have a conversation with the American people. The questions are unscripted and unpredictable. In Des Moines today, Mr. Obama was confronted by a small business owner, David Greenspan, who worries about the president's plan to allow Bush-era tax cuts to expire on incomes in excess of $250,000 a year.
As the government gets more and more involved in business and gets more involved in taxes to pay for an awful lot of programs, you're sort of strangling the engine that does create the jobs.
The president insists he's not anxious to raise taxes on any business, but he argues against borrowing money to extend a tax cut for the wealthiest 2% of American households.
I also have to make sure that we are paying our bills and that we're not putting off debt for the future generation. And that's what happened in the Bush tax cuts.
There are also lighter moments. In New Mexico, a woman asked what she called three hot questions about religion, abortion, and whether the president would sample some of her husband's habanero peppers.
I will definitely check out these chili peppers. I like spicy food to go with your spicy questions.
The question about Mr. Obama's religious path produced the most revealing answer. His upbringing was not particularly religious, he said, so he became a Christian by choice.
Jesus Christ dying for my sins spoke to the humility we all have to have as human beings, that we're sinful and we're flawed and we make mistakes.
Mr. Obama doesn't often talk about his faith in public, though he's done so more lately since polls showed widespread confusion about his religion. Another backyard questioner, Andrew Cavalier, grew emotional as he described the trouble his retired Marine father faces trying to get adequate care from the VA.
We appreciate everything that he's done for the country. And, you know, obviously the VA does a lot for my father.
Mr. Obama briefly embraced the young man before going on to talk about the big increase in VA funding he's pushed through.
You don't have to apologize for being emotional about your dad who served our country as a Marine, man. That's, I get emotional.
Personal moments like these help to leaven the policy talk at the backyard sessions. But make no mistake, Mr. Obama has a political agenda. He's underscoring differences between his policies and those of congressional Republicans, differences he wants voters to keep in mind when they head to the polls in November.
You've got to ask yourselves, what direction do I want this country to go in? Do I want to invest in our people and our middle class and making it stronger and our infrastructure and our education system and clean energy? Is that one vision, or are we just going to keep on doing the same things that got us into this mess in the first place?
Some of the toughest questions the president gets are about people who are just out of college or nearing retirement and struggling to find jobs. The president had no immediate answer for them, except not to lose hope. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.